hear members of the Finance Committee from Board of Selectmen is Robert Mora, Amanda Gordon, also from Board of Selectmen, from Board of Education we have in the room, Rhea Klein, and online, Ashley Phelan. And you also have our members at large, myself, Ross Lally, who is the chair. We have Tyler Egner present, and one of our members at large. I do not see him online. So that is the members present. And then we also have in attendance our Chief Financial Officer, Jill Collins, First Selectman, Rodney Fournier, Town Administrator, Jim Rupert, and then from Board of Ed. Oh gosh, we have our new superintendent to be. We also have our current superintendent.
Kind of twofer.
Yeah, we got a twofer. We got Kristen Hecht here and David Caruso. And oh God, I'm just having a brain. I can't even remember your name.
Andrew
Brunel. Thank you. At least I got the last name with a little help of the first.
Chris Davies is also.
And Chris Davies, who is online. And everybody else. Oh, gosh. Anybody else? It's just like everybody's here. So,
meeting of the board.
It's a meeting of the board. So, anyway, we're called to order. Second item on there is correspondence, and I do not believe that we have any. So, I'm going to go on to ongoing business, which is a result of the discussion of the public hearing results.
Well, results are, we still have to make a decision, and I would like to hold off as long as we can so we can give us an opportunity to see if we are able to get that grant. If can we do it a week from now, Mr. Chair?
May 1st is the last meeting we have.
Yeah, because like what we have currently on the schedule was to have another meeting tomorrow. I don't think we have any change in information to do that. It would be a waste of our time. And then we have to have something on, well, as you said, what, May 1st?
Yeah.
The budget has to be completed.
By the 10th.
But that's the May 1st is our last meeting before the 10th, unless we schedule another special meeting.
So I would suggest if we could go to a week from either today or tomorrow. Or do you want to go to Thursday next week?
Can't we just do the 1st?
You want to go through the others first? We should.
No.
Say May 1st.
Go May 1st. That's about a week. So our next meeting would be May 1st.
Right. Instead of tomorrow.
And then if we desperately needed to have one before the 10th.
So Thursday.
Is it May 1st is a Thursday? Yeah.
Yeah. So it sounds like we have something up for next Thursday, which would be, next Thursday would be what, the 30th?
Nope, it's the 1st, May
1st. Oh, it is the 1st?
Yeah.
Next Thursday?
Yeah.
Time flies when you're having lots of meetings.
Thursday. I was wrong on the thing here. No, that was first March.
So then I get, just to clarify, since we are doing a special meeting, we do need to go through the order of items on here. I would just ask for a sense that there is nothing further that we have to... We can really discuss from the public hearing people's results. People's comments, I felt, were not really very specific.
There weren't that many.
And there weren't that many. And what I heard, I'm not seeing anybody feeling that it was substantive enough to change direction on here, other than that we'd be considerate of,
mostly questions.
Mostly questions and such. And then, so fiscal... FY25 and 26 revenues and expenditures. We have nothing new, I believe, from last meeting.
I don't know. That would be a Jill question.
Jill, nothing new on revenue or expenditures for.
I did quickly put together some more tax revenue and other revenue. Just I have there's additional $54,182 in revenue between the town clerk, the building official, I believe, and not the building officials, because we'd already put enough up with the addition from the grant from Marlboro, and other revenues that came in for current property tax interest and prior period.
So ballpark.
Additional 54,182.
For FY25 revenue.
Correct.
So okay. In theory, we could revise up our FY25 revenues, which would give us more. But we could do that next.
Yeah. Right. So that might give us 25 more that we could put towards next year. Effectively. 54, sorry.
Okay.
All right. And then expense revenues and expenditures again for 2024 to 25 for the current year.
Well, I can tell you what with the blended rates and the rates for the medical and the dental for the town, we're going to be able to, it'll be a difference of $24,592. It's pretty easy for us.
For this current year or next year?
That's going down for next year.
Oh, by that amount?
So correct. We can reduce that expense line item?
Correct. Correct.
24 what?
$24,592.
Okay.
All right.
So that's a net of 80? No, I
don't have that wrong. Say 75, more or less. Yeah. Just to talk in round numbers, because. At this point, I want to just talk in round numbers. It's easier to understand. So it's about $75,000 or so, because it's when we do put the final number together, we will have to be precise. But now, just for directionally, it sounds like about 75. Did we get any additional information on any savings from any of the departments? Because I think we previous info was about 25,000.
We at this point, I can commit another 75,000.
Oh.
On top, what was the original number? 25.
So it's on top of that. So then we're adding 75. So we got about 150,000 then from Board of Selectmen.
No, 25 and 70.
What? You had 25 and 70.
Oh, you're counting this other stuff. I see what you're saying.
Plus what Jim just added in. So, yeah. So then that's about 150 additional in savings of one kind or another. And I just will pass the same question on over to Kristen Hecht if there's any changes, you know, from Board of Ed's perspective. Just for us to keep in mind for next time we meet.
You mean in terms of additional monies or?
Yeah, did anything say, any additional savings for this year or changes to what you're projecting for next year?
No, as I shared before, I mean, we were comfortable putting forth the 150,000. We do have a deficit in food services, which we're not gonna know that amount till the end. And special education, the amount of reimbursement keeps fluctuating from the state of Connecticut. So at this point, I don't feel comfortable advising the board to put forth any other monies. I'm certain we'll return monies in the end, but at this point, it would not be well advised for us to do any more.
Okay. So then we've covered that. So discussion of public communication and outreach. So we don't have any updates to any of the material as a result of tonight or that we want to make because we haven't.
Oh, no, I do. Of course I do. Are you kidding? Sorry. I always have changes. So I had sent Tim and told him it wasn't a priority. Like the presentation was a priority, but I did send him all the changes.
For the one pager.
So our goal would be to get that one pager out ASAP.
Yeah.
The question is, do we want to make these adjustments that Jill just talked about before we put out the one pager?
You know, because there's a possibility there could be more adjustments. Why not? Well, you can just say that there are some reductions coming in, but we anticipate.
We wouldn't have voted on it.
And we haven't voted on it. So we're only talking in round numbers. We haven't updated the other figures to reflect it.
Right.
But the fact remains that if we vote on the budget May 1st, there are no changes to that one pager after that point.
Oh, yeah, there wouldn't be because that's what's going to go to the referendum at that point.
Right, but we can't distribute the one pager. So
unless you put on it proposed. Right. Like if you put on it proposed, then I could share it prior to you voting on it. This is what is being proposed and considered.
Right, but I'm saying after the May 1 meeting, if we vote on May 1st,
No,
like,
that's
and
it.
make all these changes,
That's
the
it.
only one pager that's going to have gone out is what it currently looks like with the numbers that are currently on it,
Well,
is what I'm saying.
you could take the existing one and update it to say that there's currently a tentative additional savings additional savings of about 150,000 that have been
But
identified.
we won't have recalculated the mill rate. I mean, do we want to?
Well, I haven't recalculated other than the 75 that Jim just spoke of. So, yeah, I can't even give you an accurate one.
Right.
Now.
All
but
right.
I can put all the numbers that we've spoke to in tomorrow and come up with that and give it to Tim if you want to. After May 1st, you cannot change the revenue. You can only speak to the fact that you may have an increase in revenue, but you
right.
can't put it in any of those documents.
So we would adjust the mill rate when it came to
yeah.
that point
exactly.
to reflect that.
Right. Correct. And you have a little
But I mean, I would prefer to take that 150 we just talked about into consideration,
yeah.
recalculate the mill rate and put the one pager out with that. If we can all just vote and agree that.
Well, you could vote to agree to amend the
one
pager to reflect
right.
The
additional revenue
right.
of whatever the total is of what Jim said, which was 75,000 plus what those two numbers that you came up, which were approximately
yeah.
75.
They're going different places.
Right,
so,
right.
But so, yeah.
So it affects
so
the
you
mill.
Can work with Tim and
I'll get it to Tim.
Okay.
That's not a problem. And then with the new mill rate.
Right.
Yes.
Which will be just a little bit lower. Anything
yeah,
we can
oh,
do.
Oh, yeah. 150 grand. Sure. Will.
Makes it look better.
Yep.
Well, it shows we're doing our due diligence
right.
and the homework that we said we would, and the things are changing as we said they would.
And then I noticed, Jill, on page, there's no page numbers in here, but on the budget document, the Board of Education column is blank.
I did not get anything from Casella. I didn't put anything in.
Well, we have their budget.
It's not broke out.
Okay, so
because I can't
so
figure it out.
Solid, Kristen, can we make sure we get Jill the numbers so that this budget is the budget document that we post on the website is complete?
So, what am I getting her?
I wish I could. Am I on the screen anymore?
Saul, every year.
No, but you could certainly share it if you want.
What was unaudited numbers from last year? Well, but at this point, it's unaudited. And then she gives me the proposed the numbers for 26 in a different order that's in your budget document.
So, Jill, can I ask this? Could you do this for me? Because I told Casal she could get off the call. Could you send an email to Casal and I exactly what it is you want so that we
yeah, well,
get you the right stuff?
For I did send her an email, but I'm not
just
sure.
Because I had people from the public
yeah.
before the
yeah.
meeting tonight
yeah.
asking me, like, why aren't the Board of Ed numbers there? And I'm like, I didn't understand what they were talking about.
Okay.
All right, so can you just send another one and CC me on it, and I will speak to her in the morning, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
And then on the presentation, I'm hoping we can, the presentation that we did for the Board of Finance, it doesn't look like we swapped out. So we were going to, I had emailed earlier today, swapping out the revised FY25 revenues for adopted FY25 revenues. Remember that's, you had said you couldn't because it wasn't editable, but it was editable. On page 3 of the Finance Committee presentation.
I'm sorry.
On this page, Tim had put revised revenues FY25, but I don't think it makes sense to compare the proposed revenues FY26 to the revised revenues of FY25 because those revised, that revised income
well, is that, did you say that in your, oh, that's what, because they
that's what
didn't pull the same revenues.
So I was just hoping this would be adopted
okay.
revenues
FY25.
Get that
from your,
okay.
Okay. So are we using this again though?
Well, it didn't get posted. So I'm hoping we can edit it before we post it.
Oh, okay, so you're putting it online. Okay, well.
Well, it's posting it with the town, on our.
Well, because right now, that's another request I have is people really struggle to find the budget. Like normally we have a page where people can go to find the budget. So right now the banner on the website just says you can come in person. And so people were emailing me all upset, like, I have to go in person to get the budget. And so I kept having to send them the link to the Board of Selectmen meeting, like, page. But we should have a specific landing site in the banner where people can click on it and see all these budget documents. So the presentations that were reviewed tonight, Jill's big, you know, budget document, they should all be on a page on our website so that people can easily, because we had that last year, I think.
Yeah,
the last 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
So that was missing this year, and I'm hoping we can get it back up. And then if we can, we have to work on this assessed motor vehicle value, because like I get what Tim and both Tim and Jill were trying to do, but the value, what we decided was the easy, we're not going to be able to tell people how the
I crossed it out because it's not an easy thing to put in a chart like that.
So we were just going to do motor vehicle MSRP, FY25 taxes at 32.46, FY26 taxes at 32.6.
And ignore the basis.
And it would be zero. Yeah, we're changing. We're ignoring the fact that the basis is changing, because
we're also lying.
We're not lying, because we have this whole assessed value of 70, it's not bumping up to 90. If their car's an older car, it's not going to be 90% of the MSRP.
It's also not going to be worth $5,000 or $10,000 if it's, you know, older too.
But they just have to look up whatever the MSRP is and find their vehicle, I think. Or we can just get rid of it. I just don't want them to be missed.
That is such a, yeah.
All right, so
I would wipe it out.
All right, so get rid of the motor vehicle one and keep the
wipe it out.
I think, yes.
It is too complex, and it's like a moving target.
Yes.
Is there something wrong with one of our definitions?
And most people pay way more. And
Ross rewrote the last page.
Oh, you fixed it?
There
was an issue with the definitions?
Yeah, I just changed the, smoothed out the wording in them a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, Ross was in and...
There's some a couple of typos and whatever, so it's all fixed.
All right.
The vehicle thing is like...
So we're going to post the Board of Selectmen's presentation, this presentation with the changes we just discussed.
And the Board of Ed.
The Board of Ed presentation, which...
With the blanks filled in.
Which I don't have to punch.
Oh, you don't have it? We can...
That's right, she just said...
We have a hard time getting it to you.
I mean, we got it from Kristen easy enough.
It's 40 meg.
Yes, so the issue, I need to get in touch with Novus tomorrow morning and make sure that he changes Jim and Jill's permission. It's a whole thing.
Okay.
So I'll do that.
I couldn't give it to anybody else. I got it full, but I couldn't give
They're
it.
They're trying to cut down on the size of the server space they need to cover our email.
Yeah.
And then we're going to add the Board of Ed data into the overall budget document and post that as well. And it's all going to be located on one site. And then, Kristen, can you share, when you share the presentation, can you also share the FAQ document?
Sure.
Because people found that helpful when it went out in the square, parent square, whatever you're at.
Yeah.
I got feedback that that was a helpful document that we should make sure gets posted as well.
Okay.
Anything else? So we'll have to work with Tim to get that one pager out. We want to...
A couple of quick modifications you're doing.
I already sent all the other changes. But then we'll make the, I just have to give them a title.
Or
the title for the one pager, because right now it says as proposed for the public hearing. So I'll just have to come up with a different title. So as agreed upon at this meeting, as proposed at the special meeting of the Board of Finance on 4/22 following the public hearing. And then all the other changes he should have available to him to make the changes. And Jill will work with him to update the numbers discussed tonight.
I'll update the ones on the...
Okay. And then once the one pager is done, if it can go get printed and go to the senior center, the library, the town hall, emailed to me for posting on social media, and then distributed in a bulletin. And then we'll get it to Kristen so she can send it out to her.
I was going to say, the school can send that out, right?
And so can the PTA.
So, yep, as soon as you get it to me, what I would ask from you guys is, can you please craft the message that you want me to attach to it? Because it should not be my message. It should be, like, collaboratively what should be shared, because it should also, is there a bulletin going out on Friday?
I don't know if there is, but we can certainly do a special one on Friday.
Exactly. So it should be the same message for both of us, sharing the same information. That's my recommendation.
Yeah, good idea.
You can more or less use this, I think.
Why not?
Yeah, can we use the letter that's on the second page of the presentation that we did tonight? Also, I'll copy it and send it.
Yeah, I need that in a Word document, please.
Yep, got it.
Yep.
And I think, yeah.
I'll have to change. I'll need to change the number.
Yeah, you'll change the number to whatever we just agreed to.
Yeah,
the numbers that I'm going to give you, is that what you said?
Yeah, in this letter, I have the
good idea, and I was listening.
Yeah.
And so you may want to. Sorry.
Where are you pointing to?
Page 2 of the slideshow. I'm just going to need the new expense number.
Oh, yeah.
That's all.
Gotcha.
Okay. Total budget number.
Yep.
Okay.
You may also, I would respectfully suggest, you may want to include in the communication when the meeting is that you're going to have, at what time and where, and if there's a link to the meeting for when you're going to determine the budget.
Final budget. So that would mean, in theory, we would want to make sure that there's public comment on that special meeting agenda.
Public comment, and we also need, I don't think the town typically has people call to get the link for the meetings. No?
Right, we don't, yeah.
So you can't, we can't really.
We can put that they can call.
Yeah, you can put
it. Or email.
Well, it is on the bottom of all the agendas. No, they have to call here. It's on the bottom of all the,
if you look at the bottom. So if we want, I'm just questioning, if we want public participation, why aren't we including that?
Because it used to be included, it wasn't included. And then there was one meeting where it got included and there were phallic symbols that came up in the middle of the meeting because somebody bombed.
We got bombed.
About the meeting.
Seriously,
when it goes out there.
Got it.
Oh, was there?
Yeah, another one too. Yes.
So that's why we ask people to get in touch with the town. People can call in and we can certainly put the number or show up in person, but if they want the link, they need to ask for it just for security purposes.
Okay. So just, I would say, put that in there then.
Yep. I will craft that. Okay.
So then, are we going to need a motion on this? Because we threw around some numbers. And so
I'll make a motion that we revise the one pager to reflect the changes to the budget discussed tonight, which include $54,182 in additional revenue, a reduction in board of selectmen expenses for benefits in the amount of $24,592. And an additional $75,000 in give backs from this fiscal year for next fiscal year from the Board of Selectmen.
Second that.
Any further discussion? Then I'll ask all voting members present to signify their approval by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. This is Ashley.
Okay. So, Rhea.
I said aye.
Okay. Sorry. So it looks like it's unanimous by all voting members. So, no need for nays or abstentions. So then any other motions that we need to make, because we also talked about changing the other presentation too, because that would need to be updated as well.
Yeah, but I don't think it needs a motion because it's just swapping out one set of data with a more appropriate set of data. Right now, it's the revised revenues for this year. You wouldn't compare the revised revenues for this year. You would compare it to the adopted from this year. So that's I don't think.
But aren't we changing the total in there too to reflect this additional $150,000? Not the change of what's.
I'll amend my last motion to include.
No, we already voted, so we just need to have a separate vote.
Okay.
Factor that in.
I'll make a motion that we make the same changes from my last motion so that I don't have to repeat them in the presentation from the Finance Committee.
I will second that.
Okay, so motion made and seconded. Further discussion? And all those in favor, voting members, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstentions. Motion passes by all the voting members present unanimously. So, we talk.
Can I make a recommendation that make the heading in progress proposed budget? And when you're on the proposed budget, then just make it the proposed. If it says in progress, people will see it in progress.
Yeah.
It's still working. Yeah. They won't expect the finished product.
Make it clear. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's...
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's all.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
On the one page you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Maybe you could do it on
all of them. You could do it on all of them, actually.
Yeah. Really? Because it is. Yeah. That's a better descriptive.
Because it's in progress until we set it to go to the public, you know, to the vote, the referendum, and then it will be in progress again.
Okay.
No, it won't.
Going to be
anyway.
Approved.
So then, budget calendar. It looks like the changes that we made were to. Drop the meeting that's tomorrow, the proposed special meeting tomorrow, which is 4:23, and then meet on May 1st, having a special meeting, at which point we will hopefully be able to go and do the other things that are under new business on this, which is act on expenditures for FY 2026 and act on the ballot question.
We're in the book. For the day after the referendum already. We just didn't have it on our calendar here. So I guess we'd have to vote for it because we have to meet if it passes, we have to meet about mill rate. If it doesn't pass, we have to talk about
we have
I think
to
we
there.
Voted on that last meeting, no?
Pardon?
I thought we voted on at that additional meeting last meeting.
No, after the budget referendum.
Yeah, I think
No, did we put that on the agenda of the last meeting? That's the question.
I didn't. Did we?
Maybe not.
I
thought we did. I thought we put one on for the 21st.
Book, so I
it's don't. Work, so and it's not on
I can look at the minutes.
I'd have to look at the minutes.
You know what, Rodney?
Or married now.
Rodney, you got out the book.
He does have the book.
It's
there.
You write it in the book.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, because we got, I think we put it in because you brought the book out here and
we checked it.
And checked.
Okay. Nice. But I can, it's my fault.
Yeah, and we did approve it.
Yeah. Yeah, we did pass something at the last meeting. I'm trying to find my notes.
I can try and pull up.
No, I just remember Rodney getting the book out to look and check. And brought it here and said, yes, it's clear the town hall's available.
So we approved it.
I will look at the minute.
It's not showing up on this calendar sheet.
No.
So let's just add it on to the calendar sheet that we have a meeting after the
that would have been April
referendum. 20th. So that would be April
22nd.
May 21st.
Wednesday.
Yes, May 21st.
Was it?
Yeah, we added May 21st and voted on it at our last meeting. So
yeah,
that's all set.
It just
into the minutes.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
So then we can vote to cancel. So I'll just have a vote to cancel the meeting for tomorrow.
So moved.
Also moved.
I'll second then.
So motion made and seconded to cancel tomorrow's special meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstentions, passes unanimously by all voting members present. So, since we are not going to do any action under new business, before we adjourn, anything else we need to go over tonight that's on the agenda because it's a special meeting?
Move, we adjourn.
Okay, motion made, seconded.
Second
by Tyler. We're adjourned at 8:47. Thank you, everyone. Long night.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Sorry I couldn't be there in person.